Hello again. You're listening to the News at One. The government is to continue its efforts to try to reopen special needs schools after the Minister for Education, Norma Foley, failed to secure agreement with teacher and SNA unions on a planned reopening tomorrow. The Taoiseach told the Dáil a short time ago that Minister Foley would continue to lead the engagement between all stakeholders, including today. Opposition leaders strongly criticised the minister, with Sinn Féin leader Mary Lou MacDonald saying the reopening of schools had fallen apart due to government incompetence.
If I can just point to the irony of a government that itself has played politics and rushed very quickly to point fingers at SNAs, at teachers, at anyone bar themselves for this fiasco. So there is a shared objective for special education to function. The minister says that she is committed to that, but the minister has twice announced its reopening and has twice failed to deliver.
The Taoiseach rejected the Sinn Féin charge, saying the government had engaged in good faith with the unions and those engagements will continue.
So the whole journey up to now has been a shared one between the partners in education, and that will continue, and that engagement will continue. And again, on the 15th of January, the INTO General Secretary made the point. He said we will have a very significant number of force and INTO members who will be going back into specialist classes and into mainstream. I believe that every single school in Ireland will be opening their doors late next week.
Thank you, Taoiseach. Time is up.
I think he meant that in good faith. But the point I'm making, it's clear that Minister Norma Foley equally felt that that was the trajectory of travel. And what issued on the Friday evening was an agreed guidance, which was agreed by all the partners,
up,
to go out
please.
To the school management and principals, because they need to get an advanced guidance framework prior to the 24th.
Labour's education spokesperson Éan Ó'Riordan claimed that the education minister and the junior minister, Josepha Madigan, had lost control of the situation.
So, Taoiseach, can I ask you, in the spirit of being constructive, that your office will now get centrally involved in this situation, that you will appreciate the severity of the situation, how dangerous it is for young people to be out of school for this length of time? Will you recognise that the entire reopening of schools is now in jeopardy because of the bad faith that's been shown by ministers in their public comments?
Mr. Martin replied that the Education Minister had consulted widely regarding the planned reopening of special schools.
I believe Minister Norma Foley has led, first of all, successfully the reopening of schools in September to the Christmas period, and did so in partnership with management bodies, with the teacher unions, with the special needs assistance unions, and with the students' representative body as well, and all of the stakeholders in education. And it worked very, very well. And there was a strong underpinning of that by the public health advice from the Health Service Executive, dealing with many anxieties that various school communities had, although it has to be said that 75%, I believe, of all schools in the country did not need to avail of public health support during that particular period.
The Taoiseach speaking in the Dáil this lunchtime.